Tell me about punk rock.
To get your frustrations out. Listening to the music here instead of anywhere else.
Hey, hey.
Whoa.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Warpedcast, everybody.
I just peaked my microphone. That's going to sound great for you.
That's going to be great to edit. Thanks.
Hell yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hope everyone enjoyed that.
I'm Alex.
I'm Gwen.
This week's topic is going to be Real Friends,
Real
I believe.
Friends. Yes.
We're going to see them on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Next show, next, back in Boston.
Oh, yes. It's going to be amazing.
I'm so excited.
So something Gwen mentioned earlier today was that we didn't actually introduce ourselves fully.
We really didn't. I kind of like, you know, I assume maybe some of you have seen like my YouTube videos before and kind of have seen me and know us and like have seen him on my videos, but also a lot of you might not have. So just thought we'd do a little introduction, say, you know, a little more about ourselves, how we got into this genre, you know, our favorite bands, all that.
I don't even recall. I think Knuckle Puck was the first band that I ever heard that was like
in
true
this.
Pop punk.
Really?
I mean, Neck Deep too, but like
AP Tour. Or no, you didn't go to that show.
No.
What was like your first real pop punk show?
That's kind of on the fence, because Pierce the Veil wouldn't be pop punk. They're more actual punk, like emo punk.
I guess in the scene.
Then there it is. Beep.
There's that beep. Famous beeping you've all come to
love
know
that.
And love.
I love that.
It's great.
Let me see. Probably Knuckle Puck would be the first real pop punk show, to be honest.
Kind of same. I mean, mine was the AP Tour and they were there. It was like Pacific, Knuckle Puck, Neck Deep, State Champs. And that's like a pretty full lineup. So
of all the classics.
But, yeah, great. It was a great classic first pop punk show. I mean, for me, I've been literally going to shows since I was like 3. But what got me into like this scene is Panic at the Disco 2014. My little emo ass found that band. And that's how we're here to this day. I saw them in a really small venue. Not crazy small, but Connecticut Convention Center 2015. Vama and I were like 7th row. It was a dream. And that was
beautiful.
Like my first GA show. Like, whoa, what is this experience? Crazy. They were my favorite band for many, many years before Knuckle Puck replaced them. So that's kind of where it took off for me. And that phase hit me like a bus and it kept me. I'm still here.
Well, other than that, I believe Knuckle Puck was my 4th show ever. Like, my first show is, I didn't start going to shows till 2017.
Your first show was 21 Pilots?
21 Pilots.
I was there too.
At Times Union Center. Times Union, right? It's
yeah.
Times Union Center. I live in Albany, I should know that.
I mean, it was once the Pepsi Center, throwback. If you're
it
from
was.
Albany, do you remember when Pepsi, it was the Pepsi Center?
Yeah. So that was that, and then it was Pierce the Veil after that in March, and then I didn't go to a show for the rest of 2017 till We Came as Romans and Primus came up. They weren't together. Let me just add that they're two very, very vastly different bands.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, that's interesting.
I've seen We Came as Romans twice, both of them with Kyle Pavone. Rest in peace, my man.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, really after that, there was another long pause between shows, and then it was Knuckle Puck. So
in,
it really
it was. May 2017?
What's that?
Was it with Mayday Parade? Was it that show?
No, it was 2018.
Oh.
It was March 2018.
So it was their headline show with
Boston
Manor.
It was
that one that we talked about last time. Oh.
Yes, it was.
Oh, so you didn't even, okay. For some reason, I thought you went and saw them in 2017, but I guess it was 2018. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have said 2017. Now that I think about
you
it,
did.
I may have said.
You said March 2017, and I was like, wait, does he mean May or does he mean 2018? I was like,
my bad.
No, it's fine.
My bad. Correction.
It happens. What's our beverage today?
What
are we sipping on?
I literally just have Coke.
You know, classic.
I just have a Coke.
Came free with a meal, so he was like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I got some Chinese food.
As we do.
Yeah. Why not?
Good to wash down.
What
you
do
know?
You have?
I have some, you know, polar seltzer right here, pomegranate flavored. Not a big sparkling water fan, but we've had these in the house because my parents like them, and now I'm kind of into it. So maybe
pop
next time we'll get some
boy.
LaCroix. I know. Ready? We got to. Some ASMR for you all.
Oh, hell yeah.
That sounded so good in my ears.
Oh, I had to take my headphone off for that one. I also have some fortune cookies. I thought it'd be fun. We could pop these open, see what's in there.
No?
Yeah, why
sure.
not? We got two in the mail. So
another week, another show, another cookie.
More ASMR for you. Oh, hell yeah. That sounded good to me.
Oh, wait.
All right.
Crunch, crunch. Yeah.
Would you like to go first?
Sure. But you go first.
Okay. All right. I got you. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there.
It really says that?
Yeah. Facts. Jeez. I mean, true words.
Mine is, enhance your karma by engaging in various charitable activities.
Okay.
Enhance your karma? Oh, like you're doing good things, so you're going to get good things?
Yeah.
I don't really think that's the reason you should do charitable activities. I think you should just do it because it feels good and it's, you know, makes you happy. But, hey, not going to argue with the cookie.
Gwen's public service announcement for the day.
PSA. Morally, you know. Anyways, okay, so that's so that you kind of had some gaps between shows, and now you're
right,
here,
yeah.
And you go to shows a lot.
After that Knucklebuck show, I was, like, pretty much addicted to pop punk shows, like, mm-hmm. in general, just the vibe that they gave off. And I forget what my next show was. After that, it really, really got really condensed between the times that I would go to shows. So my next, I mean, it was... It really wasn't that long before. Let me. I'm on my setlist.fm right now.
We love the setlist.fm.
We loved setlist.fm. Highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
So March 16th was Knucklepuck.
Yes.
Oh. Wait. Hold on. Let me just go through this real quick. January 2018 was Black Label Society. Great band. March 4th, 2018. That was my fourth show.
Ah.
Attila.
Oh right, with. Insane Clown Posse.
What a weird ass tour that was. We did not stay for Insane Clown Posse. Me and my friend Talia. Anyway, Knucklepuck, Blossom Manor, Free Throw, Jetty Bones.
Oh, such a good show.
Then literally after that was Skid Row, and then Rock on the Range, where I saw quite a few bands, including my favorite band of all time, Tool.
Which you mentioned a little bit last time.
Oh, yes. Tool is fantastic. Highly recommend them.
Yeah.
Like I saw, you know, Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, those kind of stuff. I saw Black Veil Brides there.
Mm.
What a time that was. I haven't even updated this since I saw Knucklepuck last, which I should because we just got back from Belmont
and
Hot Mulligan.
Yes. Oh, my God. Guys. Literally probably one of the best shows I've been to in a while. And that's saying something, because I would say the last 2 months I've been to, like, some of my favorite shows ever. But that was a great 50th show for me, guys. I can't ask for anything better. It's my 50th.
Insert celebration sound.
Yes. Oh, my God. We totally
are. Oh, yeah. Yay! Awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah,
great 50th. Show. Such a great 50th show. It was fantastic, guys.
I just died a little bit.
Just died. Yeah, he's all right. It was a great show, though. I hadn't crowd surf, I crowd surf, but I hadn't stage dove since that Knucklepuck show you're discussing. That was the first time I ever stage dove.
Me too.
You know, since then I've been to shows where there are security guards, there is a barricade, like you can't really stage dive. And I finally got the opportunity to the other night at Belmont because it was so small. And, God, I missed that. I just missed it so much. It's so fun.
Facts.
You know?
And I got to see them twice on that tour. And it really is. It's, I don't know. I mean, if you've never been to that close of a show or a venue that allows that, like crowd surfing and stage diving and that kind of thing, it's truly a great experience. And it's great to know that people got you back like that. Like, they'll catch
you. It was a great crowd.
Even though... I mean, granted, a few times I fell into the crowd when I
stayed. You had some bad luck. I don't know what it was. You just
had
bad luck.
I had a great ass time.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the crowd was pretty great. And I don't know, you just feel so much more connected to the band when you're up there singing with them. And I don't know, I mean, I wasn't really a huge Belmont fan when I saw them last year at Jupiter Hall. Like, I knew them, but I was honestly there for Rarity. I didn't even, like, know who they were before that show. And, like, just a year later, almost, they've just gotten so much better, and I've just gotten so much more into them that it's just, it was, like, the best time. And getting to meet them again, and Taz and Sam remembered me from when I met them in Chicago, and, like, I don't know, it's just, like, I missed them a lot, so it was great.
Facts. Belmont will always be that band for me that's I mean, Tool is my favorite band of all time, but like Belmont is
right there.
The greatest pop punk band I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, the in the year that I've known about them, I've seen them four times now, and it's, I mean, they keep stepping up their game, and it keeps getting better and better. And they just announced a tour with, I mean, they just, they're hopping across the pond
they
finally.
They did. I'm so proud of them. They just announced this morning their first ever European tour.
With our topic for the day.
Real Friends.
Real Friends.
And Grayscale as well. I mean, honestly, that's a great lineup. I honestly wish that was here.
Facts. But they also, we heard through the grapevine, a fall tour here in America. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly who's headlining with them. I believe it's a headliner. I mean, the vibes that I got from it would be a headliner, yeah. Which I'm hoping for because I am deeply missing that full set.
Yes.
Great, great band. Great, great vibes given off there.
Yeah, you did. You asked at the show. You were like, "When are you guys coming to Albany?" And
oh yeah, when are you coming to Albany next?
September. They said September, and I said, "You guys better go to Chicago too. Of course, your hometown." And they were like, "Oh yeah, we'll be there. You'll see us in Chicago."
Of course.
And the European tour is October, November. So therefore, I'm gonna guess maybe an August, September tour. I don't know.
We'll see.
Wait for that to be announced.
We'll see. I believe that was the. That was the last time I saw them before this tour was August
one.
Was August 20th and great show.
Mm-hmm.
Again, also just wanted to add, I heard today, I don't know if you heard, Young Culture is performing an impromptu show tonight at Bombers.
Oh,
In Albany, so that'll be fun.
That's fun.
I don't think I'm going. I have other plans, to work. Of course, but,
I wish I could go. If I didn't
what a
have
great
to work.
Time that'll be. I know
Where's
a couple
Bombers?
People that are going.
Is that downtown?
Oh, I know where it is. I know. I can picture it in my head. I can't.
Is it
believe
like a bar?
It's on. It's by Lark Street. If it's okay. Not on Lark Street,
Is it like a bar venue?
Yeah, it's a burrito bar. You never been to Bombers?
Oh, that place. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No,
it's a burrito
bar. I've never been there, but I've heard of it. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're playing a burrito bar.
Yeah, it was advertised, I guess. I heard it was a house show, but it turned out to be Bombers. It's going to be great.
I honestly wish I would go if I didn't have to work.
Yeah, it's I also heard it's free, so.
Of course it is.
So obviously, the people that I would love to see some photos. I'm going to look it up on Instagram later.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll be fun.
It will be. Back to Real Friends little bit. We're kind of jumping between topics quite a bit here.
You know, it happens. We know we just wanted to give a little intro for you guys, more about us, you know, share some backstories since you know, you guys don't really know that much about us unless you do follow my YouTube. But yeah, now you know kind of where we started, why we're here, why we love going to shows, who our faves are, and yeah, but yes, we do
it's
have
Belmont.
Some vibes going on today. I got to say.
It's Belmont.
Your favorite.
Belmont's the best one.
Yeah, I looked at your Facebook thing. Now says, what it say? Eat, sleep, and Belmont.
Eat, sleep, and Belmont.
That's the
yes.
only three things that are important
that
in your life.
That's my cover photo also, is me screaming into the mic at Belmont.
Yeah, I finally, okay, y'all know every single time, every show when I'm crowd surfing or whatever, I'm like, oh my God, maybe there'll be a photo of me. There never really has been like an actual, you know, like professionally done photo of me because I just have bad luck in that sense. And I was waiting to post something about the show. You know, Vama took some great vids of me, but I was like, no, I'm going to wait because maybe I'll be on Belmont's page or I'll be on Hot Mulligan's page or something. And I was checking like all the next day. And then finally late at night, Hot Mulligan posted their photos. And there I am, front cover on Instagram, right
Hot
at the front,
Molly.
Surfing. So I was really excited
Love
about
it.
That. Yeah. And you were on Belmont's
I made it on
Belmont's.
In both dates that I went to, I made it in a photo. So. Mm-hmm. I made it crowd surfing in the first one in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Bazaar, and I made it screaming in my Oldham County, Kentucky, knocked loose hoodie.
Yep.
And the second one.
And they DM'd it to you, right? They DM'd you.
Oh, that one, they DM'd me personally, one of them, and they were like, see you guys in the fall. So I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be definitely attending two dates if I can.
Yeah.
More, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. Real Friends.
Real Friends is our main topic for today.
Real Friends.
Yes. A band I didn't ever think I would really get into, to be honest.
I didn't either.
And I kind of have to. You're the reason I got into them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I now?
You are. Because, like, okay, so I always thought they were kind of cringy, but I had never really given their discography a huge chance. I knew a few of their big songs, and this was before Composure came out, because I really got into Composure.
Right.
I kind of thought that they were just very cringy pop punk, talking about the same things in their songs. It's always about a breakup or running away from your sad Midwest town. And sure, they talk about that. It's the truth. I used to make fun of them in videos. Honestly, you can look back. I really didn't understand the hype about them. But then I saw them at Warped Tour. The first Warped date I went to, I was just walking by in the amphitheater and they were playing. And I liked the sound of it live. And that was basically it. And then second date, when you came with us, I either was like, okay, I'm going to go and see Trash Boat with Vama, or I'm going to go and see Real Friends with you. And I decided to see Real Friends again because you were really hyping them up. You were really excited and you wanted to like get super close. And I was like, you know what? I got to give them a full chance, you know? Mm-hmm. And so you took me along. We went over to that set and watched it. And it was really, really great. It kind of won me over a little bit. I had learned a few of the songs then. I knew like Colder, Quicker, and I don't know, that was probably it. But it was a really good set, and it kind of made me want to listen to them more. So probably if it wasn't for you, I probably would not have gotten into them like I have. So.
Well, awesome. I'm glad I'm glad I can take that credit then.
Mm-hmm.
My only goal for the day for that Warped Tour was for that Warped date was to get a Real Friends pick because they had Wow, What a Great Day on the back of them, and it was like, it was ironic and like kind of like almost like indifferent vibe to the pick, and I loved the way it sounded.
Yeah.
So
wow, what a great day!
It was great. I did get one, and I was very happy about that.
Yeah, we were like second row. We got there pretty early, you know, before their set. And you were like, you can stay here. I'm going to go in the pit. That way, like, I was going to try and get you a pick, but then you were also going to be another section trying to get a pick. And, of course, you'd expect maybe me because I'm close to get you one. But, no, you go in the pit, you have fun,
right,
and you still get a pick.
Yeah, he threw it right in the pit.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the things I pay attention to at shows because every time I see a band or I see photos of a band, I pay attention to where the guitarist is standing on the stage and where you know the drummer is positioned or where everything is, so that when I actually go to see them, I can try to line myself up where they would throw a pick, because and that's how I've gotten a lot of my picks. I mean, out of the majority of shows I've been to, I mean, 80 to 90% of them I've gotten a pick, and it's. I mean, that's not, I mean, it's just a personal thing. I love
collecting
the
picks. It's impressive, though, but you also got me into that, too. I couldn't give a flying crap about picks before, like, you started
getting me to look. It's a great little memory.
It is. It's great.
I also, I mean, I have a bunch of drumsticks. I have a bunch of set lists, but the picks are, I mean, very, very unique to the band. I mean, a lot of drumsticks look the same, if I'm being honest. A lot of the drumsticks look the same. A lot of the set list looks the same, besides the name at the top. Right. So, I mean, picks, they have the personality of the drummer is built right into it. And it's like, I mean, I have state champs pick with Rival DS's little Overwatch character on it from the acoustic show. I have a bunch of them. And it's I don't know, it's a great thing to collect, a great little memory. But that Real Friends one really, really made my day for Warped Tour. And I was very happy about that.
Especially for someone like you that, like, plays guitar and stuff, like,
true,
you could use them. I don't
use them. I put them in little dime baggies. True. where I used to keep my weed.
Yep.
I put them in a little case. Great time. That was the second time I had seen Real Friends. I saw them on both Warped dates, so
yeah, me too. That was second time. Oh, you hadn't seen them prior to Warped Tour.
I had not seen
them. Okay, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah, I wish I had.
So what time is this going to be?
This is the third time.
Okay. This is going to be my fourth time seeing them. I saw them at their, like, Composure, you know, North American tour for Composure.
Oh, that's true.
Back in the fall in Chicago. I remember that. Which was great because they played a really long set. They played like 20-something songs, a lot from the album. That was a really fun show. That was with Grayscale, Boston Manor, and some other opener. Oh, Eat Your Heart Out. Great band.
So who else is going for the Newfound Glory tour?
So the openers are Dollskin and the early November, and then it's going to be Real Friends, and then the main band is Newfound Glory.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I wanted to see any of the other bands. I thought there was going to be other people there or other bands there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely more. I'm more going for real friends personally, and yeah. I know you are too. The early November is pretty good too, though. I mean, I've heard a couple songs by them. They're not bad. Dollskin, I didn't really give them a chance. I've heard one or two songs from them when they come on the shuffle. Mm-hmm. Newfound Glory also. Never really was a true fan.
Me either. They're kind of a classic, and I know like a few of their big hits, but that's it.
A lot of people, get mad at me for not listening to Newfound Glory.
My dad was telling me about that. He's like, their discography is big, and it is. I was looking through everything, you know, putting stuff on our setlist playlist, and yeah, they've been around for a while, which I don't think I really realized, and maybe that's obviously why people cherish them and everything. But they have a lot of songs.
Formed in 1997.
There you go. See, I didn't even know that. They've 21 been around for years. A while.
I should know that. Because I'm 21.
Does it say they're as old as you?
Wow, they do have a that's a large set list or a large discography.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on. If you pull up their Spotify page, it's insane. And they're playing, I mean, it's their tour, so they're going to be playing like a lot of songs. So that should be pretty
fun.
Wow,
look at this. Look at that. Wow, it just keeps going.
It literally just
keeps going.
Yeah, this tour specifically, though, is for their little, I guess it's an EP. It's the From the Screen to Your Stereo 3rd edition that came out this year. That's what they're touring for. So they're playing pretty much everything on here, which are all covers from movies. There's like Cups from Pitch Perfect. There's Accidentally in Love. There's Let It Go from Frozen. There's Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger? They're playing that? Sweet.
Yeah, it's weird. They like speed
it
up.
My life is great.
It's going to be a time. But yeah, like they have so many albums. You just keep scrolling.
Never mind. We're going to have to stay for Let It Go and Eye of the Tiger. This is going to be fantastic. I'm so excited now.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Have you heard any of these covers?
No.
They're good. They're actually really good. I was bopping to Eye of the Tiger. They speed it up, but it's really good. 1,000 Years. Oh, they have to play 1,000 Years.
This Is Me. This Is Me. Is that the the Camp Rock? Is that Camp Rock?
I don't know. I haven't listened to that one from.
This Is Me.
This is real. This is me. Actually, if you go on the set list,
it might be The Greatest Showman.
It probably.
I just remember that.
It's from a movie, though. I guess Camp Rock is still a movie, so I don't know. Camp Rock is great.
Camp Rock is fantastic.
Disney classic.
I love it. That is my favorite spelling of Newfound Glory I've ever seen. That was great.
I'm so great at typing, aren't I?
Oh, my God.
It's Keila Settle. I don't know what that is.
That is.
What's that from?
That's The Greatest Showman.
That's The Greatest Showman. Okay. Yep.
Which is kind of a bummer.
A little bit. I was hoping Camp Rock too, but
kind of a bummer.
They're not playing that many songs. They're playing 18. I mean, they're playing a lot of the covers because that's what this tour is for, which is fun.
Eye of the Tiger they're opening with. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, cool. So we'll definitely see that then.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Mm-hmm. Super excited about it. That's a less than a week now.
Yeah, 6 days. I am a little disappointed, and I'm not going to pull it up because I know you like to be surprised, but the set list for Real Friends, they're not playing as many songs as I hoped, but also it's not their tour. I think I'm just used to like the last time I saw them when they played like 20 songs, and now it's like 11, I think.
Well, still.
But it'll be fine.
They're still playing. Are they playing Colder Quicker?
I think so.
Okay. That's all I need. That's all I need.
I actually don't know. I'll look it up.
It's going to be great no matter what. I mean, it's Real Friends.
It's Real Friends. And that's why, like, it's worth it to take the drive and see them just because, like, I haven't seen them since November. You haven't seen them since last summer. So it's, you know, we deserve that.
Oh, yes.
So recently they haven't been playing yet. Oh, you're just looking. Okay.
I'm just looking now. It's too late.
It's a good set list. I'm kind of shocked. Like, they're doing a Starting Line cover. They're playing I've Never Been Home, which is a little surprising to me just because, okay, you have 11 songs to work with and you're not playing something a little more popular. But I think it'll still be good.
I've never heard that song live, so I'm very excited about it. There's a couple songs. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, we've heard From the Outside and we've heard... I've heard I Don't Love You Anymore and I've Given Up on You. Composure. Get By. I'm excited for Me First. Stand Steady.
You've heard those before, haven't you?
I don't believe they played that on.
Really, I want to pull
on
up.
The Warped Tour. On the Warped Tour
right,
set
that makes
list.
Sense because that the album had come out then, but they weren't playing everything from it.
I believe during Warped Tour is when they released the Me First music video. Mm-hmm. or at least just after or something like that. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what I'm talking about. I rarely listen to Real Friends.
Now?
I'm just kidding.
They were at the Royale. Oh, my God. At the November show. Wow.
The Royale.
Here is the House of Blues show I went to November 25th. Look at this. Okay, so they played 17 songs, but they played a lot. It was great. They played.
Was there an encore?
I don't remember. I feel like there had to have been, but I don't remember what it was. But yeah, that was a really, really fun show.
Oh my God, they played Skin Deep. Skin Deep by Chelsea Grin.
Are you seeing them tomorrow? Jupiter Hall?
Oh, is that tomorrow? I thought it was today.
No, it's tomorrow.
I thought it was June 3rd.
Maybe it, no.
Which would fucking suck.
I'm gonna look.
Because I totally forgot about it.
If it's tomorrow, it would suck. Did you buy tickets?
No.
Oh, well, that's good at least. I had it saved as like a potential maybe going.
That would fucking suck. I really wanted to see
them. Oh, no, it is today. Sorry, I messed up. It is today.
I knew it. Fuck. I totally, because I missed them at Warped Tour, both dates. They had played too early, and I missed them.
They're going last. Maybe I'll catch them after work.
They're going last.
It's a lot of people. It's Slaughter to Prevail, Enterprise Earth, Body Snatcher, Traitors, and then Chelsea Grin.
Enterprise Earth is great.
Sick lineup.
So is Body Snatcher.
Right here in Albany. Literally right in the mall where I work, they're going to be there. Should I just hop over after work, guys? $18. A little steep. I don't know.
For just seeing the last band.
Actually, it's 20. Jeez. Yeah, no, not really worth it. I'm good. Also, I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I put them as a maybe, I think, because
I freaking love Chelsea Grin, dude. It's my favorite of all the hardcore bands.
I didn't even know this.
I'm just kidding. They're good, though. They are very good. Definitely not up there with Knock Loose, though. I freaking love Knock Loose.
Love Knock Loose. We didn't do a little merch check.
Oh, my God.
You're rocking some very colorful merch.
I'm wearing freaking Grateful Dead. and you can see it in your mind's eye, all the different people wearing Grateful Dead. It's very colorful.
And all the different kinds of shirts.
It's very tie-dye.
Yeah.
It makes me mad when people wear Grateful Dead merch, to be honest.
Why?
Because
they don't actually listen to the band.
It's like you're wearing, like a lot of, recently, a lot of people have been just wearing stuff for the look. And like, I see a lot of Metallica and I see a lot of Slayer and people. Yeah, Nirvana's been like that for a long time. And it's just a lot of people who blatantly don't listen to it. And you can tell by looking at them, they do not listen to this music. And it's like, what are you doing?
There's this, I literally just saw this on Twitter the other day. There's a video from some girl, some like beauty guru's video on YouTube. She's doing like a haul and she pulls up a pink Metallica shirt. She goes, I've seen this metallic writing like everywhere. It's so in right now. And everybody's
metallic
like, girl,
writing?
It's a band.
Oh my God. Oh God.
It's so funny.
Oh God.
I know. It's so cringy. Oh.
I saw them live. That was a great show. They played a monstrous amount of songs because it was just them. It was an evening with Metallica.
Where was that?
That was at Times Union Center.
Oh,
it wasn't even that long ago. It was like, I think it was October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but seriously, a great show. Let me see here. It was October 29th. They played 18 songs. 18 songs, and a lot of them were extended, like drum solos and stuff were extended. Great show. Then again, Metallica's not the main topic for today.
True.
What's your merch for today?
I'm wearing my Watsky shirt.
Watsky?
Gifted by you.
I love Watsky.
This shirt Where'd you get that shirt? Oh my God. It's so soft. I love this shirt. I always get compliments when I wear this at work. Like my coworkers, people who come in will like, I don't even think they know it's a Watsky shirt. They just think the design on it's really cool. Cause it's
it is cool.
Dude with his floating head on a balloon. It's great.
It's
gives
great.
Me balloony vibes from Phineas and Ferb and I'm not mad about it.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Great shirt.
I do
Much
love.
Appreciated.
Oh, of course. I love Watsky. He's in the, in Europe, I believe, right now on tour.
I want to see him live so bad. He's one of those ones. There's not many like people in bands left that I haven't seen that I want to see for the first time, but he's definitely up there on that list.
Of course.
Because at some point I need to see him.
I freaking love Watsky.
Yeah, he's great.
Why not?
I know.
All right. I believe we've reached just about the midway point here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Well,
we'll take a little break. We'll be right back soon.
Just a little one. Go grab your beverages.
Yeah, go grab your snuggie. You know?
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Finish work.
All you need to do.
Do whatever you want.
We'll see you in a little bit.
We'll see you in a couple minutes. You're listening to Warped Cast. Only on a lot of streaming networks.
And we're back. So we had another spider-related incident today before we started.
Oh my God, this is fantastic.
This is going great,
dude.
Isn't it?
Oh my God, the spider was big.
It was big. It was like a cousin to the one that we found last week. I don't know what happened.
Oh my God.
We were just trying to put up some nice lights, and as I was the one that realized it, and I was like, should I say something? Probably.
Oh my
and so
God.
I was like, not to
oh,
alarm you, but there's a
beast. Look at him. Oh my
and
God.
The expression on your face was priceless.
I can't deal with them. I can deal with the small ones. The big ones are big.
This was a fatty.
They're
yeah.
big.
We had to find something to grab them, and we put them outside. We never kill. We don't kill these dudes.
I kill. Just not here.
Only in crowds. Not spiders. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We just don't want his like beady eyes staring down at us as we're talking
crowd
about
kill.
The tunes, you know?
Oh yeah. Always. Of course. Yeah.
So
that anyway.
Might become a weekly occurrence. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, he just wants to listen to the podcast.
I don't blame him. It's great.
It's a great podcast.
It really
it's
is.
Great. It's great. Where'd my
Your
drink
Coke?
Go? Delicious.
Cheers to everybody. Oh. Hope you all are enjoying your beverages as well. Get a beverage, you know.
Get a beverage.
Listen to us talk about tunes. What are we talking about today?
Oh, we're talking about Real Friends.
Yes, we've been discussing a little bit of Real Friends, how we're going to see them on the Sunday. Sunday, June 9th, back in the sweet city of Boston. House of Blues, Boston.
We've seen a lot of shows in Boston recently.
It's been a Boston month. Yeah, literally, this is our third consecutive show. I'm driving to Boston, and I think, I don't want to jinx it, but I don't think it's going to rain.
Okay. Okay.
It's
you
crazy.
Probably just jinxed it.
Probably just did. Because the last three road trips we've been on, including like going to Poughkeepsie and everything, it was pouring rain and just sad. It wasn't a road trip day. It was a sad day.
I want the windows down.
Yeah. I want the sun out. You
Hell
know?
Yeah.
It's been putting us in sad moods on the way there. And then everybody falls asleep, which understandable. But then it's just me.
It's cold and damp.
It's Yeah. Hell it's yeah. just sad, you know?
Understandable.
So I think it'll be a good day Sunday. Hopefully.
We're going to have fun.
I don't want to
I'm excited, man. It's been a long time since I saw Real Friends. And seeing the set list, we discussed the set list earlier. It's worth seeing, even if it's just an opening. It's worth seeing. And I'm sure a lot of people would feel the same way.
Yeah.
It's great. I can't wait to see the merch. I can't wait to catch a pic, because you know I will.
Yes. Oh, I want one. I want to hopefully meet one of them. You know, maybe meet Dan, meet somebody, because they were saying they're going to hang out by the merch table. Maybe say hi to
great.
People. So.
I already have a signed Composure CD, so I'm going to.
I want to get the vinyl.
I want to get
the vinyl,
too. I don't have the vinyl yet. I need the vinyl.
I don't know if there's any cool pressings out right now. But
oh, I'm sure there's a selection.
Cool.
I don't know if they have a tour variant though.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe Hot Mulligan had a tour variant, and and definitely Kayak Jones had a tour variant.
Yeah,
Belmont did not, and I was a little heartbroken on that.
I mean, you get to save some coins, so it's okay.
It's okay. More coin for Real Friends.
Exactly.
Very excited
exactly.
about it. I need another wall flag. Hopefully
yeah.
it's not the same one. That'd be great.
We have our flag hung up, guys. Some lights. We really tried to, you know, bring the vibes.
Vibes.
Disco ball. We're doing our best. But, yeah, I need a flag for my apartment in the fall. So I'm looking each show I go to. I'm, like, seeing what's up. And the Shapeshifter one was at Real Friend or at Knuckle Puck. I was like, you know, it's nice. Not my first choice.
Yeah. I have one of those, too. I would prefer the copacetic one myself.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe... I mean, we'll see if Real Friends has any. Thank you. I know they do have just a big blue Composure one.
I also don't know how
I
feel
really
about
that.
I have the flower tapestry one. It's like it's all flowers on it, and it says Real Friends.
Very pretty.
And it's I definitely like it a lot more than just a plain album cover.
Same.
Same with I don't know. There's a couple other ones. Like Hot Mulligan. At the Hot Mulligan show, they had a wall flag. The date we went to, they had sold out of them.
Oh really?
Yeah, my cousin Matt bought the last one.
Mm.
But it had a had a Volkswagen bus on it that said Hot Mulligan. It was great. It was great. It was it's not, you know, the it's not an album cover, and it's unique to the tour or the band. Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Would recommend Wall Flags. Get Wall Flags.
I never
support bands.
Yes.
Buy merch.
Buy merch, everybody. Support the bands you love. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I might just wait to Warped Tour, because think of the plethora of bands merch we're gonna be surrounded by.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be a flag there that I'll like, you know.
Of course.
God, also, how much am I going to drop on merch at Warped Tour?
I believe last year I spent 400 something total.
Just between two dates.
Yeah, it was a little bit more than that. It was probably close to 500. I could probably go through it. But anyway, other than that, also tip the merch guy. The merch guy, just tip Mello. Okay.
We love Mello. Oh God, tip Mello. He's the best.
Also, tip Jonah. Jonah is the Belmont merch guy. Tip Jonah. Jonah likes tips.
Everybody likes tips.
I love tips too, but like no one's tipping me.
Somebody
at my job.
Me at work the other day, and I kept it because it was like $3. And then I told my co-manager about it when she came in. I was like, somebody tipped me, which has only ever happened once before. And she was like, oh, technically you're not supposed to actually keep tips, but I'll pretend I didn't hear you say that. I'm like,
yeah, you're not supposed to keep tips.
It's a $3 tip. And also, yes, please, Journeys obviously needs so much more money.
It's true.
I'm sorry,
well, also because of your wage, you have minimum wage, right? Are you minimum?
I have a little more than minimum wage.
Okay.
Okay,
me too.
Management.
With the way the wages work, there's a tip wage that a lot of people waiting like waitresses and stuff. They have. I believe they have like $7 an hour rather than that. And then they count on the tips to make up for the rest. But since you're already highly above that, you're
it's not like unfair.
Yeah, you're not supposed
okay,
to.
Okay, but it also happens like once in a blue moon too.
Fuck Journeys.
Oh gosh, yeah. Let's not get me fired, but love you, Journeys.
Yeah, yeah. Journeys provides Warped Tour.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta have Journeys.
Yeah, we love Journeys.
Without Journeys, wouldn't have worked.
Journeys is fantastic.
Did I get discount tickets this year? No. I did last year. I'm not salty.
Did I get? No, your face was priceless
no.
there. Took
anyways.
A sip of the polo.
Yep, oh gotta make my statement.
I need to get new Vans, come to think of it.
Yeah, he's going to come in and get some slip-ons.
Oh, hell yeah.
Some slippies.
I don't know what I'm getting yet, though. I need a new pastel
you
color.
You said you wanted to get... Did you say you wanted to get white ones and have me and Vama customize them for Warped Tour?
Yes, we'll do that.
Yeah,
we'll
do
that. We'll tweet about it.
He's gonna give us each a shoe, you know, and then we're gonna like draw on it or whatever, and he'll take them to Warped Tour where they'll probably maybe get destroyed. Maybe use those as like your beach shoes or something, or like
those are meant to be destroyed.
Okay.
Those are meant for the pits.
They're your destruction shoes.
Yeah,
they shouldn't fly off. You should be fine. So
okay, they're meant as a memory, not to be worn any other time. So I'm dropping the money on
them.
It's gonna be great. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great time. I'm very excited for Warped Tour.
But oh, yeah.
Not the main topic today. Main topic is Real Friends.
Oh, my God.
What's your favorite Real Friends song?
What's your favorite Real Friends song?
Just to get back on topic.
We've switched so many times.
Sorry, guys. It's a day.
Real Friends is the base. We'll just build off that.
Yeah.
My favorite Real Friends song? Colder, Quicker.
Real? Okay, I didn't know that. Really?
Probably,
interesting.
Yeah.
That's actually the first Real Friends song that I like really got into, funnily enough. It was on our Warped Tour set list last year. And every time it would come on, Vama would be like, who is this? And I'm like, I think it's Real Friends, weirdly enough. Like,
it's
still making fun of it.
Real Friends.
I still made fun of them back in the day last year. But I was like, why is this low-key a bop? And it's a good song. I don't think they're going to play that on Sunday, though, unfortunately. But hey, you never know.
Oh, did you? I told you this already. Dan Lampton of Real Friends features in Evergreen.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know it was a thing. Yeah.
I wish we could play some of that music on here now and show you guys, but at the very end when they're saying you grew from a seed
forever strong
as a pine tree, always an evergreen. One of those there, I believe there's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Three times that they say it. One of them is Joe Taylor, one of them is Nick, and then the last one is our man Dan Lampton of Real Friends. And what a mind-blowing experience that is,
really
hearing that.
I never realized that. I always thought it went Joe, Nick, and then I guess I just assumed it went back to Joe.
Right, yeah. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Everybody that I've shown that too were like, what?
As soon as you pointed it out. Yeah. As soon as you pointed it out, I heard it. And I was like, oh my God, I can never hear this the same way again.
And it's fantastic. Cause like I've heard that song for what? Two years almost. Yeah. I mean, I've heard that song, but it's like, I mean, I only recently found out. I mean, this year I found out. I was like listening to it and I was like, wait a second. I think we were playing, me and Matt were playing Monopoly or something in the basement. I was like, we were listening to the music and we were like, wait, what?
You're like, hold on.
Hold on. Rewind this.
Rewind that a little bit.
Matt, do you hear this? He was like, what? It's like, dude, that's Dan Lampton. No. Real friends, please reach out to us and confirm this.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I would love to. Confirm, you know what? Us, if please. We are able to meet one of them someday,
oh, hell yeah.
I'd love
I'm gonna,
to
I'm
ask
going
him
to be
about
asking.
That. You have to. I'd love to know because it really does sound like him.
You know, we'll record it and put it in the cast for next time.
Yeah, we'll ask. Yeah, we'll record his answers. I should have recorded my conversations with Belmont. I kind of regret not doing
facts.
That. Because I did that when I met Knucklepuck like one time, a few times ago. And at Upstate Concert Hall, I recorded the whole thing and put it in the vlog. And I love re-listening to it. So... gotta keep doing that, but you gotta do it like you gotta kind of conceal it because it's so awkward. I like started a video and then kept it by my side but like tilted it up toward his face so he wouldn't like notice I was recording, because that's kind of weird, you know. You gotta be subtle about it.
I love it.
Yeah,
don't worry, we'll ask him.
We'll ask him
out.
We'll get back to you guys. Yeah,
we'll find out. Yeah. But for sure, if you hear it, it's almost unmistakable. It sounds exactly like him. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a little Rationale action right there.
Hell yeah.
Joe and Dan.
Little Joe, Dan, some Ryan. Mm-hmm. A little bit of Ryan Rumchax.
What a name.
What a time.
Yep.
What a time. Speaking of shows coming up, Downswing, Sharptooth.
Yes.
Sharptooth, the I just found out, female-fronted band.
Actually, I'm surprised you didn't know that, because I knew that.
I didn't even listen to them. I didn't know that. There's a couple bands that I like that are, I mean, female-fronted, like Stand Atlantic and, mm-hmm. and I mean... can't think of anything right now. Evanescence.
Paramore.
Yeah, Paramore's good.
Paramore's
I like
great.
Paramore.
Jetty
Paramore's
Bones.
Jetty Bones.
Queen.
Hell yeah. There's a lot Jetty of them, Bones. But yeah, this is a right this is a knocked loose hardcore style band, and it's and she screams very
she's
well.
Yeah,
she screams
say, she's
very
great.
Well.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. It's gonna be at the Fuse Box. This will be
July 27th, I believe.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
This episode will be well out.
Yes.
We'll have many episodes after that before this one comes out.
I know.
Before we see that show. But it's going
to
be great.
I'm excited because I've never been to that venue before. And an Albany show is refreshing after all the driving we've been doing.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
So it'll be good.
Little Albany show. The Fuse Box is great.
Yeah. I've been wanting to go there for a while.
It's... very close quarters as a lot of these little venues go, these little bar stage combination venues go. My favorite being the Low Beat.
Yes.
Low Beat's fantastic.
Gotta go there too.
Yeah,
I want to go to Polly's as well. My friend, coworker loves that place. They have like free shows every other day. Like,
yeah,
it's insane.
My brother played there before. Mm. Great time.
Yeah.
Great time.
And The Hollow is another one that I almost went to a show there years ago. Never actually went.
I've never heard of that one.
You ever came to The Hollow?
No.
It's downtown. It's like a little bar restaurant, you know. My mom actually knows of it because Never Shout Never came there like 2 years ago in the summer. They did a little acoustic show. My mom loves Never Shout Never. So we almost went. Yeah. We almost went and we didn't because I think it was like right after another show and I was tired. But The Hollow is another one of those little small venues downtown Albany.
A lot of local venues in Albany. I mean, there's a lot of local venues in Chicago too, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh, we love local venues.
We do. I have to say, I watched the little recap of Belmont and Hot Mulligan performing at the Bottom Lounge last night, and God, I miss that venue so much. That is my favorite Chicago venue. Seriously, Bottom Lounge is the best.
That one sold out pretty quick, along with the Lansing, Michigan one.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other ones, but I mean, the hometowns for sure.
Yeah.
Very, very... very proud of my boys. Very proud of my boys in Belmont.
You gotta be. They really ended the tour very well. Good ending.
Hell yeah. Alrighty. Well, we're almost done with this episode now.
We're winding down.
Feels bad, man.
Feel bad?
I hate ending these.
You sad to be done?
It's fun to talk.
It is.
I like talking about.
Yeah, it's great.
About music.
I don't really know if I have a favorite Real Friends song, not thinking about it. I feel like I haven't listened to enough of their discography to like solidify a song. I mean, Colder Quicker is great.
It is. What's your favorite one off Composure?
Then? Okay, that's a good. That's I can do that. I'm thinking.
Why do you put me first for once and spare me the bad news?
Oh no! I love Me First. And I love Get By, honestly. But those are like singles that I feel like everyone likes. This whole album is so good. Smiling on the Surface. Composure, honestly, the title track makes me really happy. So that's another one of my faves. Summer was also one of the first songs by them that I really got into last summer, coincidentally. You know, Late Nights in My Car is just emo as fuck, and I love it. It's great. Loose Ends, classics, you know? Very, very emo band that I'm not ashamed to say I like anymore. Probably would have last year, but not anymore. Not anymore. I'm proud. It's good to be emo every once in a while, you know?
I never stopped. I'm never slowed down for my emo phase.
Like I said emo. The phase hit me like a bus and I'm still here.
Oh yeah, it's just dragging you.
It's dragging me along.
It's wrapped you up in the wheel and just fucking destroyed you.
Yep.
Oh my god. That was a little graphic. Ugh. How's your day going?
It's great. It's actually, we were talking about this on the car ride here. It's June now, and it's still 60 degrees.
Still 60 degrees.
Love that. But it's not raining.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
I like the cold. I mean, I don't like 40,
you don't like
40
heat.
Degrees.
You don't like real heat, though.
I like 50s, yeah. 60s.
That's not, what I said. I said, I don't mind if it's like 65 on a day we're going to a show. I just don't want it to rain.
See, I would much rather
like think of how
shiver
much more
than
fun.
Sweat.
Yeah, I think of how much more fun it would have been at Belmont if it wasn't raining. Okay, we had to park like 15 minutes away from the venue and mm-hmm. walk in the pouring rain.
Facts.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
I mean,
I had to drag vinyls in through the rain.
My
gosh.
He was a
fun
real
time.
Trooper. My set list that I got, I did get a Hot Mulligan set list because I asked the sound guy, and he opened up his little special treasure chest and found one in
goodies.
There. Of goodies. And he was like, here you go. And I was like, that's how it's done, kids.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well.
So I think June shows. I'm hoping the rain is pretty much over for shows because I'm kind of sick, but I'm a little over.
I'm a little over it too.
I think by the end of the month, when we really start going to a lot of shows before Warped, it'll be warm.
Yeah. Yesterday we had some summer showers. At my job, it was like the sun was out and it was still raining.
A sun shower, I love that.
Ugh, gross. Pick one.
I like a good summer thunderstorm. You know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, had a fun talk today.
It was a good day. Good second episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Hope you guys learned a little bit more about Real Friends, about us here at Warped Cast.
Yes.
And
be sure to follow us on Twitter so you guys get alerts every time, you know, we're recording and also just when our new episodes go live. It's at Cast Warped on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
Follow us there.
We love it. Follow us on Anchor. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Spotify if we ever get that fixed.
We're working on it.
Same
with Apple
Music.
We're on
Google Podcasts. I believe we're on...
We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Breaker. We're on a few different radio sites. So if those are your preferred listening platform, there are links to those on Anchor.
And we'll see you there.
Yep.
I'm Alex.
I'm Gwen.
We will see you on the next cast.
Have a good one.
Have a good night, guys.